From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pro-government forces in Syria, backed by Russian air power, continue to slow advance on the rebel-held sector of Aleppo. Intense street battles reported Tuesday. On Monday, the U.S. announced it was abandoning talks with Moscow over efforts to salvage a ceasefire. Speaking in Brussels Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he regretted the decision by both Syria and Russia to pursue a military path.
We acknowledge in sorrow, and I have to tell you with a great sense of outrage, that Russia has turned a blind eye to Assad's deplorable use of these weapons of war that he has chosen, chlorine gas, barrel bombs against his people. And together, the Syrian regime and Russia seem to have rejected diplomacy in furtherance of trying to pursue a military victory.
Meanwhile, the Russian military says it's deploying air defense missiles to protect Russian forces in the Syrian port of Tartus and Russian vessels offshore. It brought this response from Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook.
Last I checked, the Russians said that their primary goal was to fight extremism, ISIL and Nusra in Syria, and neither one has an air force. So I would question just what the purpose of the system is.
Russia has deployed similar systems around an air base in the coastal Latika province. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, said his government has delayed elections to make sure the country is prepared for them. Mr. Kabila said, "We want to be prepared when we hold upcoming elections." The DRC Election Commission said Saturday it expected the ballot supposed to take place in November to be pushed back to December 2018. Mr. Kabila's supporters insist it's because of logistical and budgetary constraints. This is VOA News. A fierce late-season hurricane battered the Caribbean nation of Haiti Tuesday with winds in excess of 200 kilometers per hour, torrential rains, and surging seas. Matthew, a Category 4 storm, tore through the island of Hispaniola and Cuba. Drew Clark of the Seattle-based World Vision Humanitarian Agency said hundreds of staff in Haiti emerged from shelters to survey the devastation.
They've been reporting to us that as they emerge from their shelter, what they're seeing is a lot of buildings with corrugated tin roofs that have been thrown off in high winds. They're seeing some collapsing of poles and trees and so on. But we're going to find out more and more over the next 24 hours.
More than 100 centimeters of rain was expected in some areas, increasing the risk of floods and mudslides. Residents of the Bahamas are bracing for Matthew's wrath Wednesday as it moves slowly northward.
I'm scared that it may have a lot of rain and flooding. But basically, the longer it stays, right, the slow speed is always a problem with us.
Andy Gill, a resident of the Bahamian capital Nassau, hurricane and tropical storm warnings have been posted for southern Florida, where the storm could make landfall by week's end. The two U.S. vice presidential candidates, Republican Indiana Governor Mike Pence and Democratic Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, squared off in the only vice presidential debate late Tuesday. Kaine is Hillary Clinton's running mate.
I'm proud because her vision of stronger together, building an economy that works for all, not just those at the top, being safe in the world, not only with a strong military, but also strong alliances to battle terrorism and climate change.
Pence pledged an improved economy if his running mate wins November 8th.
Donald Trump and I have a plan to get this economy moving again, and that is by lowering taxes across the board for working families, small businesses, and family farms, and repealing all of the executive orders that Barack Obama has signed that are stifling economic growth in this economy.
Both men faced off for 90 minutes, clashing over taxes, foreign policy, and the personality and styles of their running mates. A Malian soldier was killed and two others wounded after an ambush of an official convoy near Timbuktu. Meanwhile, a second UN peacekeeper died following an attack Monday that targeted a UN camp in the Kidal region of the north. An American service member has been killed in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province during an operation against Islamic State. A Pentagon spokesman says the service member died when an improvised explosive device went off during a patrol with Afghan forces. Negotiators for the Colombian government and Marxist rebels are back in Cuba at the negotiating table after voters Sunday narrowly rejected a laboriously negotiated peace deal put to a referendum to end more than half a century of conflict. Both sides insist they want an end to the war, but critics say the deal was viewed by many as too lenient toward the insurgents. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.